This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, John Rappaport is going to be joining us from No More Fake News, my good buddy. And this guy is independent gets in terms of thought form and creative imagination and addressing and assessing a lot of what is corrupting our thought forms on this planet and in this country. Anyway, last hour, Roseanne Lindsay really covering it well on the issue of uterine fibroids. And Cap Morgan, thanks for linking up in the show notes her article about iodine, which is so very important. And speaking of Cap Morgan, Freshman Friday Part 2, we can never get enough of you, my friend.
Aw, thanks, guys. Just because I keep pestering you with obnoxious and uninformed ideas, shall we say. So I'm glad that you guys are here to set me straight.
No, we're just frightened of millennials who are faster than we are.
Well, we do move.
Which is probably most of them.
Yes, exactly. Ah, run! All right, she's cornered us. She's got us. We're trapped. What do we do? What do we do? Now, you asked the question that kind of led to some interesting places last hour. In fact, I never even thought of it in terms of honest food, right? It was really, to me, as another revelation in that moment. But you also asked in terms of people wanting to be beach ready. I guess that's a little bit about the externalization of youthful slenderness per se, and again, there's a helpful side.
Now wait a minute,
hold on.
Let's decipher that. What you just said.
What did I say?
The externalization of what?
A youthful slenderness.
So looking good,
looking hot, basically.
Okay, looking. Okay,
he's
all
saying
right.
Only young people can be slim, so there's no hope for the rest of you.
That's I'm sorry, I'm giving you a hard time. That was so egg-heady.
I was
the externalization of youthful slim. What?
Slenderness.
They want to look good when they go to the beach, right?
I was looking in the mirror. I was distracted. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Just put your thesaurus away.
Don't have a mirror here. Anyway, you know how I always want to honor your questions in the depth where they go because I don't want them to perceive that it's all about superficiality. But, asking because maybe the friends, that's all they care about. They're not into the whole honest food concept that we talked about last hour.
Well, and I think people have to start somewhere, right? And with any kind of radical change in somebody's life, it starts with a pain point, usually. And you may not feel that bad on the inside, but if people start noticing that you maybe don't look so great on the outside, or you are single and you think that'll help you attract somebody, whatever that kind of pain point is, I think a lot of times the exterior will motivate you to try and get healthy, and it can be a good thing if you actually use it to get healthy in the right way, right?
Certainly. And the thing is, outward appearance of food, a lot of it looks the same. Of course, in boxes, you can see what's written on it, whether it's the same or not. But even some of the organic stuff, when it's, what do they call it, fortified like a fortress. It's like, well, what are they using? Are they using bricks? They want you to eat bricks? I mean, what's going on in those things? And I don't think people understand what fortified means. It's not necessarily better for you.
Right. I was just talking about that Shark Tank episode where the chefs were talking about, like, sulfuric acid and acetone and, like, even growth hormones used as, like, a protein supplement in certain types of food. So, like, just because it says it has like protein added or vitamin D added, like I guess not all additives are created equal.
Well, look at it this way. You remember this, Robert. We covered this, I don't know, it was maybe a couple of years ago, the Health Ranger was doing this exposé. It was right after he had just gotten his super high-powered microscope, right?
Yes.
And he was doing this article about Wheaties. And in front of the Wheaties box, it says, iron fortified, right? So yes. You're thinking, hey, it's got, iron's good for you and stuff like that. Well, he put the Wheaties under the microscope and zoomed in, and literally there were pieces of iron, like shavings, metal shavings.
Yeah.
And you could literally pick up a Wheaties flake with a magnet.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, Captain, I know millennials may not be as worldly as we are because they haven't been on the planet as long, but I figure they could even get that iron filings are probably not good to eat.
Yeah, no, I think we can all get on board with that for sure.
But that's what the fortification is. They're using synthetic, if you call them, vitamins, whether they be from coal tar, you know, if they're going to the mass market retailer, but even some health food stores carry things that are not really designed by God to be eaten in that form. I mean, it's one thing for plants to eat those things and convert them into an edible form, because people don't realize that, yes, plants do get minerals from rocks and soil, but humans are not as adept at doing that. Try licking a rock or chewing a rock like Super Don's kids.
That what happened?
That is a broken tooth inside joke, so okay, I get it.
Yes.
All right, well, before we completely get off on too much of a tangent, speaking of adding in nutrients, on my recent road trip, I couldn't help but notice that every single gas station has a huge display of 5-Hour Energy right at the register there. And it's so tempting when you are tired and worried about making it home.
Mm-hmm.
But that's touted as like straight vitamin B, right? Which like is better than caffeine. But then what does that kind of do to your adrenals and that whole situation?
Well, I think as far as I know, 5-Hour Energy and Super Don, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been a while since I've actually looked at the ingredients, but it is heavily caffeinated, among other things that they throw in there. So we know that the caffeine stimulates adrenals.
Yes, yes. I mean, yeah, they put other stuff like taurine and B vitamins, all, you know, of course, all synthetic.
No.
And a lot of the other energy drinks, it is caffeine. It's in the form of, what is it, guarana?
Guarana, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And some of the, you know, again, they might say naturally occurring caffeine in the guarana. All right, I get that. How much is okay for you? How much is too much? How much can kill you? We've heard of people ODing on even caffeine through coffee and other things. And the idea is, do we want to hyper-stimulate the adrenals that have already been borderline burned out in most people in the West, most people in America, and maybe most millennials if they grew up on adrenal stimulation to get through childhood or teen years or young adulthood? I was exhausted and fatigued as a 20-year-old. All right, or through my teen years. I remember falling asleep at school in elementary. Just so you know, I was a canary in the coal mine of this situation. Now, it took me a lot of years before I figured out how to help my adrenals without hyperstimulating and burning them out further to have my then thyroid hyper-respond in kind of a redundant fashion to say, oh, your thyroid's here. It's got the ability to take over a little bit when your adrenals are down. But if you rely on that, then your thyroid will burn out. And again, let's face it, how many women getting out of their teen or 20-somethings at this age without thyroid conditions? It's rampant. So I might say, look, you can take arsenicum album, which is the scary word arsenic, right? Arsenic is a toxic poison. It can kill you. In homeopathic form, though, it has some possibility to stimulate the adrenals safely. But even that, to me, is not the best option. It's like, okay, we'll get homeopathic arsenic. It's safe, but we're not addressing the reason the adrenals have been depleted. Of course, we come back to mineral deficiencies. Like this has been the issue of, are we eating honest food? Are we eating food honestly? Are we looking to these super food bars that contain synthetic nutrition, or are they truly whole food in their origin and their delivery? And that's a difference maker. We've got to nourish these adrenals, and we've got to nourish them back to health. We can use adaptogenic herbs. Like eleuthero, which is known as Siberian ginseng. It's not actually ginseng.
It's an adaptogenic herb.
Well, it sounds like, just like it sounds, adaptogenic, right? You adapt to something. It's like our favorite Ocean's Alive. has so many different minerals and food source from these, how would we say, the micronized forms of green, if you will. This is something that, like with the marine phytoplankton, it offers us, but it allows for the body to adapt. In other words, you take it and you utilize it as it's needed in your body. Your body is able to utilize it many ways, and it has many different benefits. So it's not just about stimulating or hyperstimulating. It's about nourishing. It's about balancing. We talk about immunomodulating, right? How do you find the middle ground? You don't hyperstimulate the immune system for someone with autoimmunity. It'll be worse. You normalize immune function. You adapt in that way, and there's an intelligence, so you're working with that innate intelligence.
Interesting. Now, if I'm taking all of these great supplements, let's say, you know, I buy out the, you know, organic, bioavailable, genetic adaption stuff, and I'm taking all of that, do I even need food at that point?
I don't know. I think your puppies there say, yes, I need food. Because you're...
Well, they always need food.
Yes, but you're designed to eat food. And although you might need a lot less, you know, some of the latest scientific investigations go into telomere length, which gets into, you know, genetics and DNA, all the kinds of really crazy science stuff, if we can call it that. And we talk about, how would we say, well, you brought it up last hour, the idea of intermittent fasting, how caloric restriction can actually extend life. You know, we've grown up in an era where food has been readily available, even though not a lot of it's really food. But you know what I mean? You can eat as much as you want. You're in abundance. You're not starving for having your next meal. You can just keep going. We can be gluttonous even with healthy organic food. And yet, is that good for longevity? Is that an ideal? No. But if you find that you are so minerally sufficient, like I said, chromium alone, but many others, you don't find yourself needing to eat as much. Right, because you're efficient with what you're getting. You're not wasting anything. You have the ability to convert stored energy, and so you eat when you need to. Your body tells you, but it's very rare for a person in the West to have that sensitivity to their body, because my body screamed all the time, eat now, you got to eat now. You can't go another minute. You got to eat. Right, that's hypoglycemia. That's not the same thing as totally being in control and going, yeah, I think I can eat now. Okay, if I miss it, it's okay. I can eat. But again, we're a long way off from that, and we are out of time again.
Good stuff, though. That's a lot of good information to get people started, I hope so.
I believe so. You always ask the good stuff. Captain, you know, no one can sell you short. Super Donna, ready? Get John Rappaport on the line. We got to go. We got some really intense discussion here on the lying liars of the police state and what they're trying to convince us all. We'll get through it and that and a whole lot more. And then you keep listening. Go check out the show notes. Captain Morgan did a great job as always. Go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. See my upcoming events. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talking about fortifying our reality here, in addition to the nutrition that you hear about on Robert Scott Bell Show, how about your mind and your spirit? In addition to the body, who does that better than John Rappaport? Nobody! John! My friend, thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Robert, as always.
Always excited to hang out with my buddy. And, you know, you have gotten, you know, so much. I remember when we used to hang out and talk all those years ago, and just I wanted everybody to know you and read about you and hear about you. Now you're hosting Alex Jones' show, and it's just like I can't be excited enough to know that more people are being exposed to what you've been talking about.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. A lot more people are getting interested in what you and I have been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, real quick, I'm going to get into the manufacturing consensus, if you will, and the science in a bit with you. But it just published earlier today a story you came out with about spying is lying, spies tell lies. I don't know, what is it about the leftists and the mainstream conflicted media that they don't get as they, you know, go to the CIA and say, look, the CIA is telling us all this great stuff, and suddenly they believe every word the CIA says.
It's quite amazing on the one hand, but not too shocking on the other. The title says it, Spies Tell Lies, Spying is Lying. And that's what these people are trained to do, who work for the CIA, who work for the NSA, who work for Homeland Security. Any intelligence agency in the world, that's the prerequisite for, you know, advancing up the ladder. Mm-hmm. You tell lies, and these lies are intentional. People are psychologically predisposed to lying who go to work for these agencies. They like it. They enjoy it. They're obsessed with doing it. But in terms of operations, I mean, every covert op of every intelligence agency, whether it involves floating propaganda or really, violent overthrow of a regime, whatever, it involves lying. It involves cover stories that are floated to obscure what the real intent of the operation is and who mounted it and all kinds of things. I mean, it's just in there as part of the fabric of everything these agencies do. So when major media suddenly decide that the CIA, who's reporting on the Russians hacking the election or who knows what else, you know, that the CIA really understands who's been talking to the Russians and all of this. It's just pure fabrication. The mass media has no idea whether or not these agencies at the moment are lying, because the agencies will lie to serve a, quote, higher truth, and sometimes they'll tell the truth to serve a higher lie. Everything is backwards, inside out. You know, that's the way they go. And you would think by now that major media reporters understand that, but their operations of major media have agendas, and when those agendas are supported by the CIA, or when, you know, these news outlets actually have CIA people working for them or CIA assets working for them, then they just go along with the story as if, well, the word has come down from on high. How can we doubt these agencies?
Well, and you get to the point where, people will throw up their hands and they'll say, well, I don't know. Then I can't. There's nothing I can believe. What do I believe? Right. They get that point where they feel like they're lost and they want to believe somebody else's construct, somebody else's reality. And that's also an op.
That's right. To confuse people to the point where they just become passive and they throw up their hands and they say, well, I don't know who to believe. Well, you can start off by not believing what any intelligence agency says. I mean, that goes without saying. That's a good starting point. And then, you know, you have to do your own research and your own investigation, and you have to listen to people and read and decide on the basis of evidence that's presented and who you trust over time as to where you're going to get your news.
But, John, that's way too much work. I'll just read you, and I won't have to do anything.
Right.
But, your message is about the power of the individual. It's about the power of imagination. I always talk about being connected to the source of all sources, and that's where we got to go. That's where you're going to get your truth. But, of course, if you think the Washington Post is going to interpret that for you, of course, you've got a different kind of life ahead of you. We've got a lot more to do with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special edition. We'll also talk about his article about manufacturing consensus in science. Stick with us. Really good stuff coming after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a special section on the website, you know, Rappaport Report, but of course he publishes where we link to nomorefakenews.com, and you can sign up for his email alerts there as well. John Rappaport continues with us today as we head into the weekend. And in addition to recognizing that spies do lie and that the CIA manufactures reality for specific agendas and the mainstream media, like a Washington Post, gaining money from it, we call into question everything that they put out there. Even their truth is designed to alter your agenda or theirs. And the confusion to passivity is an interesting thing, because people are really exhausted trying to figure out what is reality anymore. And, of course, your message is rather than disempowering and passive, it's very active and engaging.
Yeah, that's the whole point of all of the work that I've been doing for the last 35 years or so, is to show people, okay, so this is how reality is being created for you. Well, that proves that you can invent your own. So let's go. What is your preferred future? What is it that you most profoundly want? And how do you make that come into being in the world?
Well, and of course, most of us want to be drugged to death by FDA-approved medicines. Or at least that's what it appears to be.
That wouldn't be a good way to go. I wouldn't recommend that. That'll put you really in the dumpster very quickly, where you won't even be able to think.
Well, and I think that's the basis of what you wrote earlier in the week on manufacturing consent and science, the diabolical twist. I mean, beautifully written. It, you know, excites me every time you get into the subject, because we've enjoyed discussions over the years together. But, I mean, you're laying it out in a way I think people are having more of those light bulb goes on moments. And in this case, of course, you're really detailing the alteration of science itself to religious status. But certainly it doesn't mean there's not legitimate science, but it's certainly... we've come to the conclusion it's not happening within government agencies.
Right. This whole thing started for me when I was writing my first book, AIDS, Inc., in 1987. So I was doing some research on the early 80s, what was happening in the research to discover, quote, the cause of AIDS. And so what I saw was, there were lots of articles being published in journals, lots of different researchers with different ideas about the cause of AIDS, and I don't know whether I would call it a healthy debate, but at least there was a wide difference of opinion. And then in 1984, in the spring, in a televised press conference, mind you, not a proof written in a journal, the U.S. government announced that they had found the cause of AIDS, HIV. And at the time, there was no single medical article published that tried to lay out meticulous proof that HIV was the cause of AIDS. And there still isn't, but at the time, there certainly wasn't. And they made that announcement. And then what happened was extraordinary. All of a sudden, a consensus, or the appearance of a consensus, was invented by mass media, by government, et cetera, by scientists, as if, you know, all along we've known this, or now we understand and everybody agrees and everybody says yes. Well, up until 3 seconds before that televised announcement, there was no consensus. And all of a sudden it seemed like there was. Well, major media were inventing the appearance of a consensus. That's what was happening. So that the audience would believe, well, everybody says this is the truth, so it must be the truth. But then you see, on a very practical level, all the funding and all the grant monies and all of the assignments in laboratories around the world, which had been dedicated until 5 seconds ago into a diverse attempt to discover the cause of AIDS, all of that dried up, and it suddenly shifted into, we'll give you money if you research how does HIV cause AIDS, what is it doing in the body. And then all scientists got the clue, they got the memo, shut up about what causes AIDS, we've decided that. Now if you want money and a career, you will now do research on, quote, how HIV causes AIDS. Well, all these scientists fell into line, and they did shut up. And therefore, by intimidation, by money, by coercion, now a consensus actually did come into being, but not a true consensus. It was by threat. And now all scientists that you talk to said, oh, sure, HIV causes AIDS.
Well, with a few exceptions to that rule, there are always in any time frame throughout history, we can find those that have said, you know, the world is not flat. that there's gravity, whatever it is that you want to go to. And of course, speaking of the HIV AIDS issue, of course, Professor Peter Duisberg comes to mind, someone who I've interviewed many times over the years, who was that one scientist out of many that said, you know what, there might be something else at play here, and there's no evidence to make that claim valid thus far. And of course, the world allied, the scientific world, if you can, allied against him, much the same way in a more modern context for those that have joined us a little in progress. They attacked Andrew Wakefield for pointing out an inconvenient truth about the MMR vaccine, damage to the gut, and subsequent autism.
Same operation, the same thing. Absolutely. They will discredit, defame, exile, cut off funding to any dissenting scientist who resists and stays independent on the outside and says, wait a minute, the emperor has no clothes, which is basically what Duisberg did. And we can see this all throughout science, the same pattern, whether it's climate change, whether it is a medical issue, it doesn't matter. It's the same pattern. The inventing of what looks like a consensus when there really isn't one, and then trying to destroy the reputations of scientists who stay on the outside and say, no, you're all wrong.
Yeah, John, speak to me about what's called a consciousness shift. We're often hard on the New Agers, too, even though we tend to like the vitamin L that might be flowing, the love. But the idea here, like with Wakefield, right, his last name became a verb. People are much more aware of that which we're talking about. Manufacturing consent, the attack on those who stick their head up and say, wait a second, the emperor wears no clothes. It's an age-old dilemma, but suddenly now we have living examples. The parents, the moms and dads that have witnessed their kids be damaged and destroyed by vaccines. Whereas at the time of Duisberg pointing out the inconveniences of the HIV-AIDS hypothesis, they basically killed most of the people with AZT, and there weren't many left to stand and say, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't work. This isn't right.
Yeah, in the case of Wakefield, you know, his license to practice medicine was stripped in England. He was attacked mercilessly in the press. And there was a campaign, I mean, even to call it a campaign is an understatement, to impress upon everybody that vaccines were completely safe, completely effective, and completely necessary, and everybody had to have them, period. That's it. And so you saw this, now you see it, of course, in laws and bills in state legislatures in America and so forth, as in California, mandatory vaccination. So what they're trying to do there is to convince people that everybody knows, we all understand, the best experts realize the science is settled, this is long past any time for debate, that this is the way it is, and vaccines are wonderful, and otherwise we'd all be dead if we didn't have vaccinations, and on and on and on it goes. And so those people who stand in the way, professionals, researchers, doctors, and so forth, people who were in the club, get mercilessly hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just casualties on the side of the road.
But too many witnesses have been left alive, and these are not necessarily the professionals, although some are, in terms of the moms and the dads that have witnessed their children being robbed from them after vaccination.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is a growing movement, a burgeoning movement, because the mothers know, beyond what any doctor says, beyond what any scientist says or public health agency or government, my kid was fine, healthy, alive, alert, enjoying, loving life, and then all of a sudden after the vaccination, he went silent, away from the world. There's no question. You know, the universe did not rearrange itself suddenly to introduce some strange genetic factor at the very moment that my child was vaccinated. That's not what happened. It was the vaccine. And this is not just one mother or two mothers. You know, we're talking thousands of mothers who are willing to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't even include the millions of others who have suffered the same fate with their children.
Right. Moving back to the whole HIV/AIDS thing, they decimated the main population that was affected, decimated them with AZT, killed them outright. And, of course, there were very few witnesses to that that understood what happened. And so the few that spoke up were not significant in number, perhaps enough, like we're seeing with the growth in awareness among the parents, the movie Vaxxed, and others, even celebrities now willing to put their necks on the line on this issue. But not all of them expand that to the manufactured consensus in so many other areas of life. This is what I want to encourage you, listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, to do, to follow up on what John Rappaport is writing, perhaps take his courses, really take this to heart, because you'll begin to see this pattern that has emerged in the medical realm and the scientific realm, pretty much in all areas of our controlled life on planet Earth. And this is what I'd like to see you see through. And I think, John, you're committed to helping folks to do that as well.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of my main driving impulses, is to get people to see this. Because people have a selective blindness.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get people who say, yeah, I understand the whole vaccine thing, but as far as global warming is
right.
concerned, I mean,
right.
science is settled.
John,
well, wait a minute.
Real quick, because we're out of time here. How best is it to nomorefakenews.com, where they can sign up there? How's the best thing to follow up with you for everybody?
Yes, just go to nomorefakenews.com. You can sign up for free emails of my articles, and you can read many articles that are posted there, and that's the best way to go.
Yep, and you can even have sessions outside of the website stuff, too. So reach out to John. We'll have him on. I'd have him on every day, but he's a busy guy, you know? John, appreciate you so much. You know it, my brother. And we'll look forward to talking to you again soon here on the air.
Thanks, Robert. Always great to talk to you.
All right. Super Don says something smells funny. I don't know what it is. We'll find out after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to John Rappaport. Of course, Captain Morgan, Freshman Fridays. Two parts when we can get her that long. That's great. And, hey, a shout-out to all of my friends at the Natural Products Expo West in Anaheim, California.
Anaheim?
Isn't it kind of slimy around that? Oh, they've kind of upgraded the area.
It's been a while since I've been there, but yeah. It was pretty nice. They had just gotten, I think they were in the process of doing like a whole revamp.
Revitalizing. Yeah, there have been some slimy years in Anaheim. That's why I used to call it that. But it's Anaheim now. And, of course, our friends are there now, including Dewar Tomp from CB Sciences. Guess what? We saw a picture today earlier of Steve Feld. Steve the Thorough, and he was there with our buddy Stuart from CV Sciences. Folks, if you haven't gotten CBD, and you can in all 50 states, go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and you can enter RSB15 when you check out to get 15% off any and all of their products which we utilize here. So thanks, Steve, for the picture. Send that through the social media networks, and it was great to see Stuart. I think he gave him a sample or two, which was very nice of him, so enjoy that. Now, why did we have a smelly segment here, Super Don? Do we really have to have a smelly segment?
Well, you know what? When the smell is there, you have to acknowledge it sometimes. Mm. And in this case, this is apparently what this guy, Scotty McClure, he detected a smell.
Ooh,
and he had to point it out. Now, what we're talking about here is, you know how when there's an election, there's usually all these different measures and stuff and everything like that that are going on locally in your county, and they send you the pamphlet, right?
Right. Well, a lot of them are like tax measures. We need to increase the tax.
You know, we got to build a bridge, or we got to, you know, whatever. And so when you're flipping through it trying to decide, okay, what should I vote, they always have like the page where it has what the measure is, and then there are people in the community that will write up a pro and a con, so you can kind of read it and kind of make up your own mind as to whether you should vote yes or no for it, right?
Yeah.
So here you've got this election that is going on. Where is this happening?
This is in California.
Humboldt community. Yeah, Humboldt. So this would be in California. Yeah. And there was this Measure W that's on the ballot that it was some election measure about raising a parcel tax
or
something.
That. Yeah. They want to raise it up to $170 a year to fund a new hospital.
A new hospital, yeah. Right.
This McClure guy said, I don't think so. And they have a period where you could submit comments that they'll publish, apparently, for the community to review.
Right.
So the people that were for it, people who were against it, so everybody's got their opportunity for a little freedom of speech. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, and so Scotty McClure, that sounds like such a familiar name. I don't know why, but he turns out he's this Donald Trump supporter. He's an anti-taxer, and he's described as a civic enthusiast. He was selected to write the rebuttal on Measure W. And
okay.
So he fills it out. He's typing it up here, and his opinion on Measure W that he included in the rebuttal is...
They say, wait. They said it's too long.
Well, I guess it was. So he had to scale it down, I guess. But this doesn't sound too long to me. I think it's very succinct and to the point.
Okay.
You want to hear what his rebuttal is to Measure W?
Yes, go ahead.
Quote, insert fart smell here. That's his rebuttal.
This is a rebuttal. You know, he could have just said in two words, this stinks. But I guess he wanted to be a little more creative than that.
No. Now, you would think, okay, not a big deal, right? Whatever, this guy is putting this in, whatever. But apparently, he's caused this really big problem, and it's all complicated now because the elections office there in this Humboldt County is required to get this pamphlet out no later than March 8th in order for the vote to take place on the May 2nd. But now they've got this debate going on back and forth as to whether it's okay for him to use the words insert fart smell here on an official voter pamphlet.
Yeah, they're calling it a fart joke, and they don't think it's appropriate. But I don't think it's a fart joke. I think he's just trying to express his dismay over the extra tax to build a hospital.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is it's caused like this thing where they just can't. They're fighting back and forth, and they're getting lawyers involved. According to the president of the electoral reform thing that they've got up there, at first glance, insert fart smell here does not meet the criteria of being false, misleading, or inconsistent. So now they're sitting there having to decide whether those words are something that violate any rules and whether it should be allowed on the voter pamphlet.
Or whether they're going to censor freedom of speech in this case.
Right.
The guy they asked to comment on it. How interesting. What a dilemma. Well, folks, what do you think? Insert fart smell here. I think that would be an appropriate way to respond when you're not allowed to tell them everything you want to know. All right, shorten it down to that. I think you got his drift. And maybe you'll be encouraged to find out what smells so bad. So we'll follow up on that, see if they end up raising that tax or not. Maybe. Perhaps. All right, folks, heading into the weekend, hopefully not smelling bad or badly, depending on how you want to use your adverb. We've got a lot more healing to go, but we'll be back Sunday with our broadcast healing, and of course, a little less smelly. Thanks for being here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.